All the quotes you spoke about prove the historical accuracy of the Bible. I don't think they prove it, but they support it. Is that pertaining to the Old Testament or the New Testament? And both. It'd be both old and new. But I really want to underscore, it does not prove it at all. It gives reason to believe. You know, I meet with people to talk about this one-on-one, and I've said this many times, and I truly, it's true. I don't remember one person that I've met with when I say, tell me your view of the Bible. And they say, well, I just think it's a good book maybe, but I don't think it's the God's word, or it's accurate, all accurate or believable and all that. When somebody says that to me, I have yet to give any reasons that I believe the Bible's God's word that ever caused anybody to say, you convinced me. I believe it's the word of God without error. I've never had that experience to this date. Do you know what I do see, though? And later, as we become friends and maybe lifetime friends, this is what I hear. You know what? You did not in any way convince me to say that the Bible is God's word. But here's what I thought. For the first time, I can understand why someone like you, Randy, who is reasonably smart, not a genius, but someone reasonably smart, can believe that the Bible is God's word without shelving your brain. I used to always believe anybody who said, I believe in the Bible, they just take their brain, stick it over there, and say, I know there's no reason to believe it, but I believe it anyway. But I now understand why maybe you can believe it. And then I watch how many of those, and there's no time period that they go, oh, I got, but then I'm with them 5 years later, 8 years later, as they become followers, and they believe it fully. And I don't think it was a study that did it. They say, I tend to believe it. So, yeah, we'll see. I think that's at least how I see it, that this ain't going to prove to anybody that the Bible is accurate, all right? Can't prove it, all right?